BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone. You're listening to BTV News.
This morning in Hoài An District, the Bình Định Provincial People's Committee held a groundbreaking ceremony for the construction of the new Mỹ Thành flood-resistant bridge. The project, invested by the Hoài An District People's Committee, has a total budget of approximately 150 billion Vietnam đồng. It includes a bridge and approach roads stretching a total of 1,200 meters. The bridge itself measures 245.5 meters in length and 12 meters in width, while the approach roads extend about 960 meters. Completion is expected by March 2026. At the ceremony, standing vice chairman of the Provincial People's Committee Nguyễn Tuấn Thanh emphasized that the project holds great significance. It fulfills long-standing expectations of the party authorities and residents of Ân Tín, Ân Mỹ communes and neighboring areas. The new bridge will improve travel safety and convenience, support goods transport, ease traffic pressure on the existing Mỹ Thành spillway, and enhance the district's transport infrastructure. It will also ensure safe, uninterrupted transportation during flood season, crucial for the rescue operations, public safety, and local social economic development.
On April 18th, National Assembly Deputy Nguyễn Văn Cảnh met with voters in Cát Hiệp Commune, Phù Cát District. During the meeting, the majority of voters expressed their interest in and support for the ongoing efforts to streamline and restructure the political system's organizational apparatus, an initiative being implemented with urgency and determination. Voters also emphasized the need to ensure that the streamlining process does not disrupt routine operations or negatively impact daily life and public services. Additionally, they called on the authorities to pay closer attention to the situation of part-time officials whose roles may be affected after the restructuring concludes. Deputy Nguyễn Văn Cảnh acknowledged and addressed several key concerns raised by voters regarding the restructuring and streamlining of the political system's organizational apparatus. For issues falling under the jurisdiction of central authorities, the provincial delegation of the National Assembly took note and will compile them for submission to the National Assembly, the government, and relevant ministries and agencies for review and resolution in accordance with the law. These concerns will also be conveyed to the National Assembly and central ministries at the upcoming sessions.
The Provincial People's Committee has approved an investment policy for a new factory project producing outdoor wooden furniture and synthetic rattan tables and chairs. The facility will be located in Gò Cây Industrial Cluster, Bình Thạnh Commune, Tây Sơn District. Invested by Á Châu Bình Định Import Export Company Limited, the project will cover over 6,000 square meters with a total investment of 22 billion Vietnam đồng. Once operational, the factory is expected to create local jobs, boost production capacity, and add value to Bình Định goods processing industry.
This morning, the Provincial Economic Zone Authority in a coordination with the Provincial Social Insurance Agency and the Economic Joint Trade Union, held a conference to promote legal awareness and engage in dialogue to address challenges faced by businesses operating in Nhân Hội Economic Zone and industrial parks in the province. At the conference, participants were briefed on key policies and regulations related to social insurance, health insurance, and unemployment insurance. They also received updates on preferential mechanisms and investment support policies applicable to eco-industrial parks and eco-friendly enterprises, as well as a detailed overview of Government Decree No. 77, which provides guidance on the implementation of certain provisions and measures under the Law on Construction and Management of Construction Activities. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening and goodbye for now.